who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, they'll get you there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. It's TireRack.com, folks, the way tire buying should be. It, of course, is a Trash Talking Tuesday, so you will be able to call in about 35 minutes or so and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You get 30 to 40 seconds to do so. So come strong and come correct. And before that, at 6:30, trolling or rolling, new Fox Sports Radio weekend host, Martin Weiss. So keep it locked. We got a lot of good stuff for you this hour. And Rob, we will start with the legendary Kareem Abdul-Jabbar calling out. I think he'll be, I don't know, some might think it's an overstatement. He could be iconic going forward because of his handle. Kyrie Irving, greatest ball handler in the history of the league, in my view and in a lot of people's view. But anyway, Kareem, in a recent, he writes for Substack, Rob, and he took major issue, as did a lot of people, with Kyrie Irving sharing a video clip of noted conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Alex Jones, it's from way back. Now, Alex Jones is a guy that was denying, Rob, that Sandy Hook took place. You know,
the, you see what he lost in the case,
shooting,
Chris.
Right. Was it $5 million, something like that?
Yeah, it was a ton of money.
Yeah, but he was denying ridiculously that that took place. But Kyrie's, not to excuse it, but his post was of Alex Jones way back in like 2001 or 2002. Basically, kind of, it was a New World Order type post about, you know, a secret society putting out these plagues, right? Releasing plagues upon the world so they could profit. And one of those, of course, in Kyrie's mind and what he was certainly referring to was COVID. And Kyrie, of course, never got vaccinated. But here's what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote about it, Rob. Kyrie Irving would be, this is a direct quote from his article. Kyrie Irving would be dismissed as a comical buffoon if it weren't for his influence over young people who look up to athletes. When I look at some of the athletes who have used their status to actually improve society, Colin Kaepernick, LeBron James, Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, Billie Jean King, Arthur Ashe, and more, it becomes clear how much Irving has tarnished the reputations of all athletes who strive to be seen as more than dumb jocks. Irving does not seem to have the capacity to change, but we have the capacity to keep fighting against his brand of destructive behavior. One way to do that, beyond shaking our heads and nasty tweets, is to write to his sponsors and tell them to drop Irving or you will drop them. Rob, your thoughts.
I want you to go first on this. I want you to go first.
I obviously have said I don't agree. I'm vaccinated. I didn't agree with Kyrie, his decision not to get vaccinated for many reasons. But I know people that I know well and love and respect who are not vaccinated. I don't agree with Kyrie's tweet of Alex Jones, but he's got a right to put out what he wants to. I respect Kareem, and certainly the athletes he mentioned are tremendous for what they did, you know, for human rights and all of that. But I stop at saying you should go to the sponsors that Kyrie has and tell them to drop him. If people want to just drop, and look, Kareem's, it's his right to write that and say that and start this movement if that's what he wants to do. But I don't believe, I wouldn't support that. I mean, if people want to drop the brands, that's fine. I'm just saying I'm not about to go for what Kyrie's done. I'm not going to go and say he shouldn't have sponsorships or how dare this company sponsor him or that. I think, look, we're in a pluralistic society. We are in a society that is increasingly, on the one hand, letting people say, do be themselves. Whatever you want to be, that's cool. And don't, people shouldn't be offended by it. You do what you want to do. And then on the other hand, people seem to be more sensitive than ever as well, which is kind of strange. But I don't agree with Kyrie on these points, but I'm not going to go try to get his sponsorships taken, is my point. I think people are going to have, in a pluralistic society of 400 million people, you're going to have very differing opinions. With social media today, those opinions are going to be out there more than ever. More people have a megaphone. More people have, you know, a chance to speak their minds. I don't agree with everything in mainstream society. I don't agree with everything that's being pushed as normal and behavior that we all have to accept. And I wouldn't want somebody trying to rob me of any of my livelihood because of that. And so I look, Kareem can, like I said, do what he wants. I respect him. But I wouldn't go as far as he's saying against Kyrie.
People do it all the time, whether it's someone leading the charge or not. So I hear what you're saying. But people, I've done it. I don't eat at certain places if I don't believe in who owns the restaurant or how they treat their workers. I've done it subconsciously a lot. There's certain places I won't go to or certain people I won't give my money to if I don't feel that they're good people or just or that they've done an injustice. That's who I am. Whether someone dictates it or says to boycott, boycotts
are good. Right.
Yeah, but also Martin Luther King and different people led boycotts against the bus company in Alabama, right? Don't ride the buses. And got things changed because they rallied around it and didn't think it was just or right. So I have seen where people have promoted others to stop right. financing somebody and damage a company or whatever because of their policies, right? So I have seen that, and it has worked.
And let me say this quickly,
when you cut off people's money, things change all of a sudden.
Right. And I agreed with civil rights. To me, race is a different matter than a lot of this stuff.
Okay. I'm
and
I'm
I make
saying.
No bones about that. I'm not saying all boycotts aren't good. There is a time to boycott. I'm not saying there certainly with the civil rights movement and things like that. I'm just saying I think race is different. So I just want to clarify that I'm with you on MLK and civil rights and all that.
Right.
But I mean, think there in this case specifically, I'm not with
right. you. Right. The NFL did it too at the state of Arizona. People of Arizona spoke and said that they didn't want Martin Luther King to be a paid national holiday. And they said, fine, we're going to punish the state and not bring a Super Bowl to the state as long as you don't have it. That's what they did, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm sure a lot of people in Arizona, they said, wait a minute, we voted and the people didn't want Martin Luther King to be a paid holiday, won. Why should the NFL get involved in our politics, right, and our way of how we want to run our people? It happens all the time. I will agree with Kareem from the standpoint of it is dangerous because people have the right to say and do whatever they want. We remember Chris when he said the earth was flat and right. and all that, and everybody chuckled and laughed and all that. He has an influence over people, and there's nothing wrong with people are wrong. People make statements or whatever, but you don't want to be reckless and just throwing out stuff. This guy, who he's retweeting and whatnot, has been taken to court, and some of the stuff that has been said and done is some bad stuff. So you got to be careful who you're following and who you're retweeting and who you're endorsing. That's what's scary, and I understand why Kareem would be alarmed by what Kyrie's done and his affiliation with some people.
I agree with all of that. Right? Do you agree with Kareem calling for the sponsors to drop Kyrie?
Kareem, if he wants to do it and make it on his, Chris, like I would never tell anybody what they should do. But if they organized it and there were other people who were upset, say I would say it right here, Chris, the family of the victims of Sandy Hook. And they said, they wrote to Nike and said, Kyrie, this guy has lied and done all this stuff and you have somebody who wears your sneakers and endorses them and whatnot, and he's backing a guy who denied that our children were killed, I wouldn't be mad at them if they took that action. I couldn't be.
Yeah, and I think that Kyrie, and again, I don't know. I don't know if he's addressed like that Alex Jones, you know, what he said about Sandy Hook.
Right. Which is just, Chris, just
which
terrible.
Is ridiculous. Yeah. And again, I'm not backing in any way, shape, or form Alex Jones. I'm not even backing Kyrie.
No, I know that.
I'm just saying, in this case, I would not go out and say he shouldn't have sponsorships. I'm not, like I said, against boycotts in general, or, you know, like I said, all the bus boycotts and the civil rights movement and even things since then. There's a time for that. To me, this wasn't it. But if Kyrie would have came out and supported Alex Jones and his lies about Sandy Hook, I think that's a different story. I think this is mainly, I guess, on the vaccination, because that's what his tweet or post, whatever it was about.
I agree with you with on Alex that. Jones. If he said in public, Chris, in front of a mic, that he backed this guy, it would be hell to pay, and even the NBA
right.
would step
I totally
in.
Agree.
Am I right?
I totally agree. No would, question about it.
Right.
Kyrie may not even know this guy. I don't know if I'm, you know, this guy,
that
what he was saying about Sandy Hook. Yeah. If he came out and said he supported him in that regard, no question. And rightly so, Rob. And that's where I don't know if I agree. I don't really agree with Kareem that Kyrie's tweet of what Alex Jones said 20 years ago means he's like a follower of this guy or a supporter of what he said with Sandy Hook. You know what I mean? And I think that's what Kareem is making the connection that, oh, Kyrie must rock with this dude. Like, he's a disciple of Alex Jones and all he said. And I don't think that's the case. But look, Rob, we've said it, that Kyrie needs to be on his best behavior this season, on the court and off the court. And it seems like, as far as saying the things he wants to say, and that, I don't know that that's changed. Yeah. So we'll see. But
I'll say this, Chris. I was anxiously watching the Nets preseason game against Philly last night. I just wanted to see. I wanted to see Ben out there, Simmons, for the first time. You know what I mean? Like, I really.
I thought it meant
a
lot that he got out there. I hate to even say that. Like, you know what I mean?
No, but
like,
I'm with you.
Yeah.
It was definitely like something I wanted to see
against Philly
out there. Yeah.
Right.
See him play.
And he shot a jumper. I only saw the one jumper, this turnaround Jay in the lane, that was a brick. But the fact that he shot it, I mean, I just think, I don't want to give him too much credit for just going out and doing his job, but he clearly had mental hurdles to get over, Rob. And it looks like, I'm glad, it looks like he got over him. You know, all so right. Hopefully that remains the case. All right, more iCouple coming your way. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back-to-back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the off-season.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are live, the iCouple from the TireRack.com studios, and trolling and rolling with Martin Weiss coming up in about 10 minutes. Rob, the annual GM survey has been put out. 43% of GMs in the NBA picked Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks to win the championship. 25% picked Golden State. 21% predicted the Clippers, and 11% said the Celtics. Giannis received second most votes to win MVP. First went to Luka Doncic. But Giannis reigned supreme in almost everything else, Rob. Obviously, the championship. He was also voted the best power forward, the best defensive player, the most versatile defender, and the most versatile player. And I want to contrast that. Now, I think he's the best player in the league, Rob. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard not to vote him the best player in the league. I do. Because of what he's been able to accomplish, his trophy case, the championship, and even though they didn't win it, you know, last year or whatever, just the idea of where he is, his team. I'm not so sure that they're going to win another championship with that squad. I'm not convinced of that, Chris.
Do you have your pick in the East right now?
I don't have a pick, but I'm still not convinced that Milwaukee's going back to the finals. Just okay. Not. I can't give you anybody else. Do you know what I mean? But I don't think it's a layup. Like
it's not a layup by any. No, yeah, look, by any, it's going to be tough. Absolutely. Right. It's going to be tough. Giannis said, Rob G, I want you to read the quote from Giannis when he talked, because, you know, everybody's talking about skills. Gilbert Arenas says Giannis isn't skilled. KD and Kyrie like to talk about skills. Some people think they're the most skilled duo ever to play. They think Kyrie's the most skilled point guard ever to play. This was Giannis's take on guys talking about quote-unquote skills.
He said, quote, "It takes more than skills to be great. The thing that makes me a step further is the obsession and the discipline I have towards the game." You think about consistency. He's been great for 20 years about getting better, obsession, not just skills.
Didn't he also say the most skilled, what is something about the most skilled person, player may not be in the NBA or something to that effect? Rob,
yep, he does. Continues on later on in the story. It takes more than skills to be great. That's what people don't understand. You can be the most skilled person on earth and still don't make the NBA. The NBA is not about just skills.
I think what's interesting, Rob, is that we do have players talking a lot now about skills. And, you know, kind of in some instances, it's almost they're almost taking shots at Giannis.
No, I think they're not like they're taking shots, Chris. They are.
Some are, right. And, but I mean, even if they not don't say him, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I almost think it's this, it's almost to get away from the accomplishments and, you know, how guys, the awards and what guys may be viewed as the best. It's almost like they're looking at this, they got this esoteric knowledge, this secret knowledge about who's really the best. And it's these dudes with skills. And skills are obviously important. But I don't think it's the end all be all that some people are kind of making it out to be, Rob. Some players. KD, Kyrie, Gilbert Arenas. And maybe James Harden, because he ripped Giannis's lack of skills, so to speak. And when Giannis says you could be the most skilled, but Rob, I think a lot of guys who are awesome shooters aren't in the NBA. Some of the best shooters in the world are not in the NBA.
Right.
The best dunkers in the world, a lot of them aren't in the NBA. Because it's not just about shooting ability, ball handling ability. I'm sure there are dudes that can handle the ball better than Kyrie, like that aren't in the NBA. But they don't have the rest of the package and the dunkers as well. And so
they don't have the discipline to play on a team, Chris, and
right.
come to practice and
or even within the context of a 24
right.
second shot clock, run a right. play, right?
Or know how to run a right, read a playbook. You know what I mean, or any of that.
Yep. So I mean, Rob. At the end of the day, because he is skilled for a 7-footer, we don't tend to think of Giannis as a big man. But he's a big man. And did anybody rip Shaq for not having quote unquote skills?
Right, and God knows early on, Chris, remember he used to have to come out of games because he couldn't make free throws at the end. Let's not act like that didn't happen.
Right. And Shaq actually was, as you noticed, Rob, very obviously athletic, but also some skills for a guy that big. At that point in time, you just didn't get to showcase him at his size. But I just think Giannis, I mean, we got to remember, again, he's a big man. His career, he rebounds, at least at this point, he's rebounded as well as Shaq did. And so I just think at the end of the day, Giannis is right that it takes more than skills. Kyrie very well might be the most skilled point guard, which maybe would make him the most skilled player ever. He ain't the best point guard. He's not the best player ever or even close. So I just think it takes more. It's like if I compared it to rapping, Rob, you got some guys that are tremendous rappers, wordsmiths, great flows, all that. But they don't make the best records. You know, underground, backpack.
Not at all, right.
You know, and you got to have the whole package in that and in sports, in basketball. We talk about Matthew Stafford, Rob. How strong is his arm?
He's got a strong arm.
Cannon,
very strong, right?
Right? Got a lot of physical tools, but he lacks a lot of other things.
Exactly. That's a good example.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I'm kind of with Giannis, and I think he's saying it because, Rob, he knows these dudes take shots at him.
And he's not one of them. And
right.
He didn't play up in that circuit. He doesn't hang out with them. He doesn't train with them. He grew up in a different circumstance. His values, his what moves him, what shakes him is different than cats who grew up here. That yep. is just, right? You're dumb. What are you doing staying in Milwaukee? Who would stay there? Go to Miami. Why would you play with the Bucks? You'll never win. That's what right. that's what they said to him.
Yep. Yep. No doubt. No doubt. So, all right. We got our Martin Weiss with Trolling or Rolling in a moment. But first, Ilo with the update.
I am completely beside myself with what I have just learned, and you're about to be as well. We start with history being made. The Yankees' Aaron Judge hitting his 62nd home run of the season to lead off Game 2 of a doubleheader at Texas off of Rangers pitcher Jesus Tinoco. That, however, is apparently not the story. The story, at least right now, is the guy who caught the ball, because you want to talk about winning at life? Listen to this. So the ball was caught on the fly in the front row of the left field stands by a man named Corey Yeomans. Caught it right in his glove, a perfect clean catch. For the record, Mr. Yeomans told reporters he has not thought about what he's going to do with the ball. But get this. USA Today just reported that Mr. Yeomans is a vice president at Fisher Investments, a firm which manages $197 billion worldwide. But wait, there's more. We also just learned that Mr. Yeomans' wife is a former contestant on The Bachelor.
What? How old is Yeoman?
Old enough, I suppose.
God.
You want to talk about winning at life? Vice president. Of
well, no, that's crazy. That's
I was going to say this. Rob, Ilo, if I caught that ball, I would sell it to the highest bidder, or, you know, if I Judge wouldn't. Wanted to pay me for it, I would. Or keep it, yeah. one or the other.
I would give it back to Judge. I would
get some money.
Something in exchange, Chris. And if that's the case, like, even if Judge gave me, like, not money out of his own pocket, but gave me stuff that I could sell to, you know what I mean, other stuff that I could, like the batting gloves that he wore or something other that I could sell because the ball means so much to him. But I wouldn't hold him hostage for the ball. I would give it to him.
You want
to
talk about what do you get for the guy that has everything?
Well, I was going to say he don't need to get the money.
Right, that's unbelievable. He's got plenty.
Right.
Corey Yeomans, lucky and winner at life. As for the game, by the way, the Yankees have a 2-1 lead at Texas in the top half of the fifth inning. We update the race for the championship of the National League East. The Braves have a 2-1 lead at Miami in the top half of the ninth inning. Meanwhile, the Mets scored 7 runs in the bottom of the first inning in Game 1 of a doubleheader and Game 2 of a doubleheader at Washington. The Mets lead the Nationals 7-0 in the top half of the fourth inning. As we speak, Atlanta in first place by 1 over the Mets in the National League East. Fellas, I got to tip my cap to Corey Yeomans. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Ilo. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin White.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
All right, it's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin White. In case you're hearing it, I'll break it for you. If Rob Chris like the story that I read, you hit a roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, like me not liking the idea of giving the ball back to Aaron Jones.
Oh, man. Hey. Yo, you need to get that phone back, man. This is ridiculous. We can barely hear you.
I'm bad. Can you hear me now?
No.
Kind of.
Your phone is really...
Where you at, dude? You got the worst phone in America, Martin. You really do. He can't even hear me.
He can't even hear us.
All right. We'll get him back. Rob, how much you think that ball is going to go for?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's not the all-time record, but it's going to go for some cheddar.
Yankees record.
You know, yeah.
That's what you got to play up. Yankees yep. right?
And he passed Babe Ruth and Roger Maris, right? Like all-time great names.
And I kind of feel like, right, look, I get where you're coming from for Judge, but look, man, if you're a fan, you go to games for stuff like
that. No, I get that.
Why you go with your ball? I mean, I would go as a kid all the time looking to catch a ball. You know?
Right, but I wouldn't like hold him hostage. I mean, I would want something for sure.
Like a million bucks?
Is that... Chris, you would ask for a million, be honest.
I don't know. I'd want to see what it's worth. I'm going to be honest. I want to see what it's worth.
Now, if you went and said to people, Joe Public, and remember, baseball put a marking on those, Chris, to authenticate. Did you know that?
Yes.
Every ball that they pitched to Judge had a marking on it so that they knew.
So you
that
was not it, as smart.
Because people switch balls. You know that, right? Like,
right.
He could have easily had a ball in his pocket. And
oh, yeah, and given him that one. Right, on
right. Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. All right. I guess, Martin, you have to catch him on the weekends with his man VJ Husky, 7
his
o'clock.
Phone crop out.
Eastern Saturday night. He needs a new phone, for real.
All right. Well, I mean, you know what that means?
He's been scraping by.
He's got a show
ever
now.
Since he started doing Trolling and Rolling.
He's got a
show
now.
All right, we're going to have Rob right? G. Rob G's going to read us the questions, Rob.
We'll do it very quickly. I know we're up against it. All right, guys. The Seattle Seahawks off to a good start. Geno Smith now the highest rated quarterback in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus. Meanwhile, in Denver, Russell Wilson been struggling, and the Seahawks now own 6 of the Broncos' picks in 2022 and 2023. Chris, Trolling or Rolling, the Seahawks actually won that Russell Wilson trade.
Trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
The Broncos have their quarterback for the next, what'd they sign him up for, 4 more years? So 5 years. All right, they got a guy they know they can count on, despite the slow start. Geno is going to turn into a pumpkin and come back to Earth within the next 47 minutes. All right, so, or realistically, maybe the next week or two. So, no, I definitely think Denver won this trade.
Yeah, I'm trolling it, too. I'm trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
If 4 weeks made a season, then Geno Smith wouldn't have been a journeyman quarterback. It's just
Thank
not.
You.
4 weeks does not make a season. We've seen guys have great a couple of weeks or whatever. What was that guy with the Jets, Chris?
Mike White.
Yep. Mike White was Linsanity all
the,
over
course,
for a couple
king
of weeks.
The king of the four-week career, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Exactly, and he turned into a pumpkin.
He'd this be a case, Hall of Famer.
Geno Smith is going to turn weeks. Into a pizza. He'll be Geno's pizza. Okay.
Speak for yourself. 4 weeks turned Joe Flacco into a multi-millionaire.
Well, that was in the playoffs.
Just saying.
That was 4 weeks into the Super Bowl.
Right.
All right. Question number 2. Steelers are 1-3, and head coach Mike Tomlin has never finished the season with a record below .500. However, he did switch quarterbacks to Kenny Pickett at halftime of the Jets' loss, and now Pickett will be the starter moving forward. Chris, Trolling or Rolling, the Steelers will finish above .500.
Wow, great question, because they've been playing better than expected. And that division is tight. But I'm going to roll. I think I'm saying they're going to finish under 500. So is that rolling?
So you're trolling it.
I'm trolling. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I think they're going to finish under 500. Tomlin's a great coach. That's such a tribute to him that they haven't ever had a losing record. But I do think this is the first year, even though I really like Kenny Pickett a lot and the edge he brings. But, yeah, I think they're losing record.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man.
I didn't like what they were doing and with the quarterbacks they picked anyway. I'm just – that team is messed up. I'm sorry.
All right, last one on Trolling and Rolling here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Apparently – NBA general managers are not impressed with the Lakers offseason additions, because in their newest NBA GM survey, guys like Patrick Beverley, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Lonnie Walker, not moving the needle. GMs picked the Lakers to finish 8th in the West. Chris, Trolling or Rolling, the Lakers are destined to be a play-in team once again.
I'm going to troll that.
Oh, man.
Obviously, I'm assuming they're somewhat healthy. But I think they get in the top 8 legitimately. Well, I guess they got to be, 6th or better. So that makes it a little different. But I'm going to still roll or troll it. I think they can be a 6th seed or better.
And Rob G., I don't think they will be, so I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I'm not buying the Lakers, and there's too many question marks. I keep saying it over and over. When you have too many question marks, there's a chance that things aren't going to work out for you. LeBron in year 20, he's been hurt 4
three of the 4 years in L.A. And also you got to look at Anthony Davis. Okay, this is going to be the year. He's not going to get hurt. I don't buy that. And then I'm not so sure they're going to pull the trigger on the Westbrook trade. So I'm not buying. I think the Lakers missed the playoffs again.
Hater. And that's trolling and rolling.
Okay.
All right. That's trolling and rolling. It's your turn to roll next. Trash Talking Tuesday's coming up. 877-996-6369. Your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Your time to shine next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. The draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live within the moment fantasy football reactions to all the first round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Time for a little trash talk, and let's get to it.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's get it kicked off. Joe in Arizona, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Joe?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Second time getting through, long time listener.
How y'all appreciate doing? Appreciate you. We're doing
we good, great, bro. We good.
Okay. I'm trash talking the old sports media. I'm getting tired of the old sports media. They trashing my Philadelphia Eagles. We're number one in the league, and everybody still got the Bills as their best team in the NFL. Eagles, we number one in sacks now. We got one of the best. We got the best rushing in the league. We one of the best team in the league. Just say we the best team. Just say we the best team, Rob. I heard you earlier. We the best team.
You're not. Not on my list. I'm sorry. I like what the Eagles are doing. All right, come on.
It's only 4 weeks, dude. Slow down.
Slow down. Pump the brakes. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Chris, here's a guy I met the other night at the comedy gig.
Oh, wow.
Sergio in El Paso lives in L.A. now.
Yeah.
Sergio, welcome to the Odd Couple. Who you trashing?
Yo, Rob, it was nice meeting you, man. I got to catch the last next time. I'll meet Chris at a Radio Row for the Super Bowl.
That's right.
We met last year?
No. I said I'll meet you in Arizona Radio Row.
Okay,
but I'm trashing Stat Pafford and the Rams for being the most fraudulent Super Bowl defending champs of all time, because the real Super Bowl was played in the NFC Championship game. And, okay, I can give you guys that one win, but no way, no how are y'all making it this far this year. And if you do, I'd be happy to meet your guys there. Niners all the way. Hufanga's the best safety in the league.
All right, Sergio. He was a nice guy, Chris.
Relax.
Yeah, all right, Dennis in Akron. Our guy, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Dennis?
Good evening, gentlemen. Again, you've knocked it out of the park.
Aaron Judge, right?
Yes, sir. Mike Tomlin.
Ooh.
Pittsburgh Steelers owners. If you are listening to a Steelers fan of 49 years, please feel free to call. And if you do not agree, these gentlemen will be glad to field your call. Our offensive line couldn't block toilet paper. They don't give our quarterbacks enough time to look downfield to get their wide receivers, and they don't open up enough holes to let Najee Harris run like he's supposed to. Our defense couldn't stop a cold. We're up 20-10, and you give up two touchdowns to the lowly Jets? Are you serious? We haven't had a losing season since 2003 when touchdown Tommy Maddox was quarterback. What do you think this is, 2004? Big Ben ain't coming through that door. Kenny Pickett is not going to lead us 13 straight victories. I'm sorry, folks, but I think we're going to have a losing season this year. Mm. And, Mike, if you disagree and you're listening, please call in. I'm sure they'll talk to you.
All right. Good night. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Dennis
have a good evening.
Is a real fan. Tough
he
love.
Is. No doubt. Tyler in Philly, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Tyler, who you trashing?
Hey, Rob, Chris, good to talk to y'all, man. I've been listening to y'all since May. Friend of mine put me on to y'all. I love the show, man.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that.
Spread the word.
Yeah, definitely. And, Chris, I actually met you when you came to Epiphany. Y'all did a debate before COVID about
Christianity and the white man's religion.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That was a good event.
Yes, it was awesome.
But I just talked to Rob G, and I must have missed the episode when Rob P didn't get his sponsorship from Caesar Sportsbook. So I'm trashing Caesars for not giving my man Rob Parker the plug for sponsoring you guys on the radio. I'm betting MGM all the way. I use FanDuel to bet, but I'm trashing Caesars for Rob Parker.
There you go, my man Tyler. We're a BetMGM station now. It's all good. Joseph in Indiana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Joseph, who you trashing?
I'm trash-talking Adam Silver. Call him the NBA owners, governors. A governor is elected. If you allow, like, then you, the NBA players could elect their owners they want. Then LeBron James would get Jeannie Buss out of there and make himself into the NBA governor. Governors are either a correct term, they're either appointed or elected. Owners are like kings and queens, the rulers. LeBron James of the Lakers is the court jester of the Lakers. He's not King James. He's Jester James or LeFraud.
Wow. We don't have time for Mace, so we're done with tonight.
No, we ain't got time for Mace. I was talking to somebody today about the Suns' ownership, buying the team. Uh-huh. Made an interesting point. They said they don't want to own a team because, you know, and you know this, covering the league, it's not a moneymaker on an annual basis.
Right.
The money you make owning a team is the appreciation, generally. You know what I mean? And that could be, they were like, that could be 30, 40 years down the line.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
Oh, the appreciation is worth it.
The Cowboys.
For sure. But year to year, it's tough. All right, peace!
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show is hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.